The Grand Experiment, 5-day update. A quick recap. Bamboo, X1 Carbon, had a fan getting noisy on the control board. Contacted Bamboo, had an answer back same day. Little unusual, usually 2 to 3 days, but I did get an answer back. Looking for a different nozzle on Sobel's website, couldn't find it. Sent an email on Sunday, had an answer Tuesday morning from Sobel. This weekend, the bed went out on the Ender 3 S1 Plus. And so on Sunday, I emailed Creality and asked serial numbers, what the problem is, pictures, the whole thing, saying, hey, I need some help here. No response. It is now Thursday. So 5 days later, I have no response from Creality on this machine. Looking at the parts, Creality wants you to replace the whole bed under here. They want you to replace that bed. And it costs us $89. My wife says $89 plus freight. I said, yep. Hi, Nilla. And it's like, well, my wife says that's over 25% of the machine by the time it gets here. Is it worth keep dumping money into a Creality machine like this when you can't get help out of them? So why am I doing this video? Because I was interested in a K1 300x300 machine because it would be 2 to 3 times faster than that Sobel back there and more like 5 times faster than that Ender. And I could use it for my production parts. And so I'm concerned because the K1 is a Core XY with input shaping, LiDAR, and all this tech that Creality's kind of never done before. And so parts are going to be difficult to get at the beginning, probably. And I'm basing that off experience. People who have followed me for a while know that I had an Ender 6 Core XY that I named Janky. Now, other people have had good luck with Ender 6. I had a horrible time. Now, I think I had one of the early ones. I lost a heat break in it. And their heat break had a Bowden tube lined in it. And so I lost the heat break. I could not find parts. Creality would not respond with where I could buy parts or they could even sell them to me. It took me 3 months to finally find where I could buy a heat break for that machine because it was all custom. I don't want to go through that again. And I'm afraid the K1 is going to be another Janky for me. Janky 2.0 is down there right now. I don't need a Janky 3.0.